Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times best-selling author and founder of the Peek Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio.
How much red meat do you eat? Well, Michelle, do you?
I do. I'm so fascinated by today's topic because of the fact that I do eat red meat. And I just love the fact that Kathy Freston is a wellness activist and health activist. I love that name. So I'm going to let you do the introduction, but I'm excited about today's topic.
Well, you want to know something? Kathy Freston is not only a best-selling author and an activist, but she's written a fabulous book called The Lean. And in this, she's really making an argument here that, well, maybe meat is the new tobacco, which is the title of this wonderful show. And at the same time, really looking at a scientifically based, vegan-friendly plan. So, Kathy, welcome to Her Radio. We're so happy to have you on. And what we want to ask is, what got you into this? Why vegan?
Well, thanks, guys, for having me. I love what you're doing. I love all this health talk. It's so inspiring. And what got me into it was twofold, really. One is my family had a lot of illness in it. My brother has diabetes, melanoma. My father died of melanoma when he was 63. There's a lot of heart disease in my family. And I just started getting very obsessed with health and what I could eat to keep myself healthy. And at the same time, I was writing books about being more awake and aware in our lives, becoming more conscious and active people in our lives. And I realized that the one thing I didn't have much consciousness around was food. So I challenged myself. I thought, if I'm not going to be a hypocrite, I should find out where my food's coming from. And like you, I eat a lot of red meat, a lot of ribs and chicken fried steak and all that stuff. I come from the South and didn't think twice about it. And so when I started watching the videos of how animal foods were produced and how they arrived at my plate, I just was kind of upset by it. It didn't really sit well with me. Here I am trying to be a more, you know, kind, merciful, conscious person, and then these animals were going through such awful things. So all of this awareness was happening at the same time as I was researching some articles on health. And I started realizing that animal protein was really detrimental to human health. And so these two sort of motivations collided, and I decided I'm just going to point myself in the direction of being someone who doesn't eat meat, and I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I'm just going to lean into it. And that's what the book The Lean came out from, is that sort of thinking.
Oh, that's interesting. So leaning in, very much like the business sense of that of that book, needless to say. But what if you're someone who is, you know, a regular, as it were, meat eater? How do they lean in? What are the tips in these small, significant steps that they can take to, if they really want to make this change and they've read and become enlightened, what do they do? What are some things that they could do that are simple, accessible? You know, give us several tips.
Absolutely. So one of the things that I think is hugely powerful is a movement called Meatless Mondays. And you can just go online, meatlessmondays.com, and they have great recipes. Just take one day a week, perhaps Monday, and say, I'm going to go meatless today. And you can just sort of switch out meals. So, for instance, at my house, most of us have 7 to 10 things that we just cook over and over again, and there are go-to recipes or meal plans. And so, for instance, one meal at my house is Mexican night. So I used to have chicken fajitas or chicken burritos, and now I just have black bean burritos, and I have it with salsa and sliced avocado, and sometimes I get a soy sour cream. And so I've replaced the meat with a plant-based protein instead, so I don't feel like I'm lacking anything. I'm not a salad person. I'll eat a salad if it's hot outside and if I'm not that hungry, but I really like hearty, delicious, meaty food. I just don't like animal meat anymore, so I try to sub it out with a plant-based protein. For lunches, you know, instead of having a turkey sandwich, I have a big lentil soup with a toasted whole grain bread with some avocado on top or something like that. It's really easy if you have kids to make a pizza. You just buy the pizza crust in the grocery store and you put on some vegan cheese and some mushrooms or some, they have great meat alternatives out there. Chop that up. It looks and tastes like beef or chicken or pepperoni, and it's made from plant-based stuff. And, you know, pop it in the oven, you have a pizza. Your kids love it. So you just kind of, one meal at a time, you find a plant-based alternative that's still hearty, delicious. And then sort of, you know, as you get comfortable, you add in one more. I really believe in crowding out rather than cutting out. So instead of saying, oh, I'm not going to eat any meat anymore because then, you know, you're miserable, you're confused, you don't know what to eat, you're hungry, you just crowd out. You find things that are hearty and delicious, and you say, you get excited about, you know, discovering all this new delicious stuff. And
well, I noticed you said vegan. So why didn't you say vegetarian?
I'm vegan. Vegan just means that you don't eat anything from an animal, so no.
Nothing, yeah.
None of the flesh or eggs or dairy. So vegetarian would just mean no flesh, but you still eat dairy and eggs. So the reason I decided to go full-on vegan was it was really ethical. I saw how egg-laying hens live. You know, they're just crowded into these tiny little cages, and they're just filthy and fat, and I just thought, I don't need that. And besides that, one egg has as much cholesterol as an 8-ounce steak. You know, you eat one
but
egg.
So many,
and
but you know, when you're going out, out to restaurants, you know, okay, so go for it, because people argue that, oh my God, it's impossible to be vegan out there because look what they offer.
Well, and then they lie to you too, and they don't actually tell you the truth.
Well, you know,
in the restaurants.
I don't like harangue the waiters if they're lying to me, you know, whatever. But I do my best, and I choose restaurants that I know that I can get something in, you know, whether it's Japanese or my favorite restaurants happen to be steakhouses. I found some good ones that serve tofu dishes. And I just started a petition at change.org for McDonald's to offer a veggie burger.
I saw that.
You know, they're competitors like Chipotle and Burger King and Denny's. They all have a veggie burger, but McDonald's doesn't. So,
right.
You know, you just choose the restaurant that you know has a plant-based option. And then, you know, once you get to know those restaurants, you just keep going back there so that there's something for everybody. But I have not had a problem. And once you find your footing and you familiarize yourself with restaurants that have an offering, it gets kind of fun.
What
so
happened
to
your body when you went to vegan? What were the transformations?
Well, I lost weight right away. You lose about 2 to 3 pounds a week, which is a really healthy rate of weight loss. Within the first week, your weight begins to drop. Within the second week, your blood pressure and your blood sugar go down. And within the third week of being vegan, your cholesterol has dropped significantly. So all of those things happened to me.
Wow.
Plus, my skin cleared up.
Amazing.
So that was a... that meant a lot to me.
Your skin cleared up? Is that what you said?
My skin cleared up, yeah. I had had acne for so long, and I think it's probably from the hormones that are naturally occurring in dairy.
Kathy, you brought up incredible points here. The book is The Lean, and the author is our wonderful guest, Kathy Freston. And really, you've given us so many great tips here. Meatless Mondays and substituting out and crowding out the meat and getting into that vegan and vegetarian if you want to at the same time, and find those user-friendly restaurants. Thank you, Kathy, for all your wonderful wisdom.
And don't forget to go to change.org and look at Kathy's petition. McDonald's, it's time for a healthier, meatless option. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Stay well.